today here on Cougar Sports Saturday. Mitch Harper, Matt Biamonte. Just a programming note, next week we're off. It's one of the 2 weeks out of the year where we just put our feet up, take a break on Cougar Sports Saturday with General Conference for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints taking over the airwaves coming up next week. You can tune into that 10 a.m. for the morning session, 2 p.m. for the afternoon session, and then special programming in between as well. We tried to say, hey, you know, we could work in a BYU church story. We can make it work with Cougar Sports Saturday. They're like, guys, like your post-spring depth chart talks and things like that. I'm like, you know, we could get a nice conversion story. Jake Eichhorn, offensive lineman, could battling for the starting role. You know, he's converted to the church. They're like, oh, you know, maybe we'll table that. We'll talk to you in October. I'm like, yeah, you guys are having it. So we're taking the week off, and you can enjoy General Conference next week and have a happy Easter tomorrow. It's a fun time of the year right now in sports and just kind of getting together with family. So enjoy it. But you know, it's also kind of a unique time of the year for, you know, former college football players as they're looking to chase professional dreams. And for BYU guys, no longer are they in the IPF chasing those dreams. They're at the Star in Dallas Cowboys practice facility in Frisco, Texas. Big 12 Pro Day, first ever event for the Big 12 conference-wide Pro Day. What were your thoughts on how this Big 12 Pro Day shook out this week, Matt?
Man, I had high hopes for this thing, but I feel like it fell flat. It feels like next year, if this has any chance of working, it has to be before the combine because no one cares anymore. The combine is over. There's very few pro days that matter. Washington just had theirs. That one mattered. USC had theirs. That one was important. There's like, what, 5 or 6 important pro days? And then it's over. So, like, I love the idea because these guys need an opportunity outside of pro day to maybe show something. But it's got to be before the combine next year if it has any chance of getting any traction, because it wasn't interesting and it felt like it didn't matter. And I feel bad for the players that went because they deserved a better stage to show all the hard work they've been putting in. And I just don't feel like there was any eyeballs on this event, Mitch.
It's an interesting point because when you think of the potential timeline of Pro Day before the combine, that would be what, mid-February, somewhere in there, late February. Would that be enough time if, you know, in your college football season, does that give these guys enough prep time to just focus solely on the 40s and the vertical leaps? I don't know. Like, I feel like
6 or 7 weeks.
I don't know. I just feel like
maybe not. But would you rather have that and have more people watch, or you get more time to prep and no one watches?
Yeah. No, I think that this did feel a little flat. I think you're right, and I think part of it too was you kind of feel for someone like we talked about him earlier in our top five, Isaac Rex. You know, he goes through drills. He's never played pitch and catch with John Reese Plumlee, Jason Bean from Kansas, or Emory Jones from Cincinnati, and he's not used to the playing surface. It's one thing to do that at the combine because that's the biggest stage. Everyone's there. But at Big 12 Pro Day, the one Pro Day, because that's always the thought. If you do go through the combine, you got the backup option with the Pro Day at your school on your comfortable environment. That's one of the downsides. But I do like, from the standpoint, you have more personnel from the NFL teams there. Some NFL GMs were actually there. You would not have got that at BYU if the 11 guys that were scheduled to participate, they would not have shown up to the IPF. But, you know, BYU ran such a good pro day. I think that's what makes it a little bit difficult. I think for other schools, they're probably like, this is amazing. BYU just ran a really good one, and you're like, is this better? I don't know. I felt like the coverage, too, media-wise, was a little bit lackluster. They added some coverage on NFL Network, but maybe next year we got to, you know, take Cougar Sports Saturday out there and get content. Yes. And tell our boss we need to be out there because there need to be more spotlight on these guys, you know, chasing a dream and chasing the opportunity to go to the NFL.
We're chasing a vacation, which we're going to get next week. No Cougar Sports Saturday next week for LDS. Excuse me. My goodness.
Yes.
Come on. Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints General Conference. So we'll be off for a week, but we'll be back in 2 weeks. So thanks to you guys. Hope you and your families have a wonderful Easter tomorrow. Same for you, Cougar Nation, and we'll see you in a few weeks.